Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and tonight is our show on Inner Sight Freedom, and we're talking about nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. And it's really a very weird statement we put there. I was asked today, why do I hate nursing homes so much? And it's not actually hate. It's something that came to me when I was in one, actually. I hate the freedom taken away from me. I hate the neglect that was given to me. It's all of it. It's everything about it. For a whole, 2 weeks, I never got a shower one time when I was in one. Finally, I gave myself a shower with a bucket. Things like that, those little things. I was dropped from a Hoyer lift once, really hurt the lower part of my back. Nobody said anything or did anything. Things like that, the little things add up, and then you want to get the heck out of there. but nothing adds up as much as what my mom went through. I'll never forget that. And there were 4 separate occasions of my mom experiencing abuse, straight abuse. And I'll tell you, the one that really got me, and it was the smallest, if you were to really think about it, was this one woman hitting my mom in my presence. And she kept saying, "I'm not going to let her hit me." And I said to her, "Do you understand that she doesn't understand that right now? Hold her hands calmly and say, 'Mrs. Tarazi, we're not going to do this right now.' That's all, calmly. And hold her hands calmly. You don't hit her." That's what the woman did to my mother, right in front of my, boldly in front of my, you know, 2 eyes that I could see a little bit of. But it really was sharp enough for me to realize that she was hitting my mom. That's when I started getting angry at these nursing homes to allow it to happen. And it just kept happening. One time, she had somebody sit on top of her to help her urinate. Now, I don't care what kind of bladder condition you have, sitting on top of a person to help them urinate is not one remedy or treatment to help somebody urinate. I'm sorry, it's not written in a doctor's order to help them urinate. So, I mean, these little things, horrible little things, you know, get to you. My mom had a black eye once. I asked her what happened. I don't know. These little things add up. And what do you get? Angry. Instead of just saying, "Please don't let this happen to my mom," now you're rip-roaring angry. Does that change things? No. But at least you feel some of that anger out of you. Let's go back to, you know, whom this show is in memory of. My great-grandmother, my 2 grandmothers, my parents, my paternal aunt, and now they wanted to put my aunt, my mom's mom, you know, in the same nursing home as, you know, my mom. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I literally told the person in Florida, "You're not going to put my aunt in a nursing home, period." And they said, "But she needs physical therapy. Give it to her in her house." I demanded it, and I won that argument. It was just like every little thing you were saying that my family needs to go into a nursing home. Now, I'm putting my foot down. I said to myself, I wish I could have put my foot down when my mom just passed away 1 year ago. Soon, it'll be the 24th, she'll be 1 year passed away. And let me tell you, it's heartbreaking to know that you couldn't even save your own mom because of the COVID time. Couldn't go in there and just, you know, say, "I have the money, let me put her up in an apartment," all of that. You know, and I couldn't. There was no money to be there to help people in nursing homes get out of harm's way. And harm's way, to me, was a COVID virus. Okay? I did not have the opportunity to take my mom out. Now, we have a resolution to these nursing homes, to get these people out of the nursing homes. And so far, we've went to our state senator. We went to the federal level of representatives. And everybody, to me, if I were to actually see them, it makes me feel as if they're there to just, you know, laugh in our faces. No, it's not going to happen that way. Thankfully, we have Tracy Garner coming, you know, to our rescue. $1 from each book. She's a known best-selling author, and she's actually helping us because she's akin to us in a sense because she has a disability from birth. So she knows what this is all about. You know, let's hide the disabled person. Let's not, you know, see them anymore. Yeah, it gets to be that you get to feel that after a while, that nobody wants to see you, be around you. Yes, you get to feel all of that after a while. Nursing homes, we can actually, you know, get you to the point where you can actually be in, you know, taking the nursing home that you have now and make them, you know, apartments where people can live. These are the things that I want to discuss with these nursing homes. I want to get them, you know, going and get them, you know, because right now they took a sharp hit. A lot of people passed away. And they could use this benefit that we're, you know, giving them. You know, you could change these nursing homes into apartments and get help, you know. But that's not happening. That's not happening right away. They have to listen. They have to get things going to get this, you know, taken care of. I don't know what the answer is in terms of the way they would like to do it, but I have a theory that we can get, we have up and running better than what they have, okay? Here's how it works. You have the, first the government gives what you can from the nursing homes, and whatever they are short of, the person is short of, we have something called Volunteers for Freedom. And that is going to be donated by agencies as well as put together the funds, as well as fundraising from private sources. And what that is we allow the people who are already taking care of these people to work like an extra shift, per se, and they can get their mortgage paid, if they have a house that they're working in on, they can get car insurance paid, every little thing that they have towards, you know, this Volunteers for Freedom. So without further ado, I'm going to get our co-host in here, and we're going to talk about how we can help people who are currently in nursing homes, people who want to get out of nursing homes, and everything in between. And Frank Perino, he's coming in right now. Hello there, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Inner Sight. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
It's all true. Okay.
Yeah, well,
so,
yeah, there's only one way to help people in nursing homes. Don't have nursing homes.
That's right.
Make it so that a person doesn't have to have the thing hanging over their head. That's the only way to really help people in nursing homes. And you know why it keeps going on, why the nursing homes keep surviving? Because the agencies that are getting the money for all these programs can't work like that.
That's right.
They can't put up a big sign or a notice or a news release, turn nursing homes into accessible housing, get rid of them, they're killing people. They can't do that. Only Inner Sight can do that.
That's right.
And that's why this problem keeps going on and on and on.
That's
now,
correct.
If we could get an honest politician who would be so honest to say, look, I don't know if we can get rid of the nursing homes, but I believe a person should be in their own home, you know, and that the money should be spent in a better way, you know, and I'm gonna introduce a bill. You see, if we had something to fight for, that would make it a lot easier. But you got to get a politician who's going to admit, look, you know, my campaign has gotten donations from people who own nursing homes. You know? But I don't agree that a person should be driven from their home and all their money taken and horrible care and neglected and all that. And you got to get the right politician who's going to say, listen, I don't give a damn about, you know, even if they pull the money away, I don't care. I'll find another source, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to find somebody like that.
Or
because, you know, they want to be reelected. They want to be in there. What?
Or they're looking for another project after they've been a politician for a while that actually can fit right in there. They can help us out.
Yeah,
which is great.
Not in politics anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm looking for that.
that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, I want to comment on the tweet. Did we get any response from that tweet we sent out today?
I'm going to take a fresh look at it right now.
Yeah, take a look
see.
And see. We sent out a tweet today commenting on the latest snowstorm here in the Northeast, and I don't know how many inches, you know, 10 inches or more, but as a result, thousands of workers in nursing homes couldn't get to work. Now, people are neglected as it is when they get to work. Can you imagine what happened because they couldn't get there? You know, now you got the supervisors, and some of them are good people. You got the supervisors trying to hustle and get to everybody and you know, do the best they can. But we all know that falls short. The home health aides are not allowed to be in the nursing homes, which is, to me, is the most ridiculous, dangerous thing I ever heard of in my life. So the money is being misspent. When a person gets neglected in the nursing home, there's your proof that the money is being misspent. You know, because that money would be spent a lot better if that person were in their own home. Especially if these agencies started chipping in. You know? I mean, that's what we need. We need to. Everybody needs to join together. excuse me, to turn these places into something better.
Yeah.
There's a good saying. Join together.
Yeah.
Turn the nursing homes into something better.
I like that.
You know, maybe we'll do a tweet on that. But that's what needs to happen. You know. Yeah, everybody join together. Turn the nursing homes into something better, and then we'll say with that, you know,
Okay. Accessible
housing. This is in a site brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita ladies, 609-388-7004. We thank her for all her help. Nobody starves on Long Island. Another friend of ours, my buddy Gary. You need dog food, cat food for your animal? Give him a call, 631-484-3085. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, the program. Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. That's a great alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody agrees that we need more accessible housing.
That's true.
All right. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And their number is 631-880-7929. Any questions on...
I wrote that down, by the way, just in case.
Any questions on advocacy? They're having a thing on depression February 11th. So
yes.
Go on their website, get the details, anxiety and depression.
Depression, yeah.
Now, what did you say?
I said I just, I typed that up roughly so we can use it tomorrow.
Oh, that little saying?
Yeah, that little saying, yes.
Anything on the tweet?
No, absolutely. Only three people, clicked on it.
How many?
That bothers me. Only three.
All right. You see, people don't know what to say about this. See?
Yeah.
Because they're, number one, they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's nothing really in place. Now,
right.
If we had something in place and we had the money to pull it off,
that's
I
right.
think you'd get a different reaction.
And I think that's what people are waiting for, truthfully.
Yeah, well.
So, we don't have the money yet. Which I think we need to start.
Who's going
to
put up the funding?
Well, I think.
I'd challenge the state in New York to be the first one to start a pilot program with InterSight and give us a chance.
Yeah.
Donate 10, 20 million. Give us a chance
to do it, yeah.
To start this thing. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rid of these nursing homes overnight. But if the government, the governor, the mayor, whoever, would get some of their friends together, donate the money to InterSight, give us a chance, assign somebody to watch over it, whatever you want to do, as long as you let us use it for the purpose of which we want it to be used. That's the only thing you cannot tie our hands.
Nope.
No damn way. I won't go for that. You have to let us work the thing, including news conferences, news releases, and stories and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give us a chance to really get this thing off the ground.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that happen.
I'd love to see that happen.
We would hire an accountant. We would hire a fundraiser. We'd show you where all the money's going.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Do the right thing.
What?
Yeah. We do the right thing all the way around.
Yeah. In accordance with the InterSight philosophy.
Of course.
We do the right thing. It's not going to be, sign up for this program and you'll get out of the nursing home and it's going to be turn these places into accessible housing. You see, we don't pull any punches.
Right.
We tell the government and the agency exactly where we're at.
That's right.
We're not going to tell you we're going to do something else with the money.
Yep.
If I had that kind of money, I would start a major campaign, including a radio show. And let people know what's going on and help people at the same time.
Exactly.
That's what needs to be done. So anybody out there with government or anybody who wants to be reelected with the Senate, Congress, you want to do something different, creative, innovative, help us get that money to get started. I estimate $25 million, and we can show you how, if you want, you know, we really ought to have a proposal on how that money will be spent.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not much of a proposal person, but we could work it up. We could do it. It's not that hard.
No, it isn't.
You know? All right, inner sight. The hardest part is getting somebody to type it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hardest part. Getting somebody to put it down.
Exactly, it's true.
I know what to say, I know what to do, I know what's needed. And the only reason I know it is from experience.
That's right.
People going in and out of nursing homes and being abused.
Yeah.
And losing their lives. That's why.
That's terrible. Yeah.
I know it.
The best thing,
you know,
this week for me, the most comical thing in my brain for me this week, I should say, was when somebody was asking me, why do you hate nursing homes so much? Boy, why? It's like that opened up a big can of worms in my mind.
Look, your mother died in there. Wouldn't you hate them? And your father?
Oh, God, yes. I said everything about it. I said my family died in there. You don't understand. Not only that happened, all
damn
the
right.
stuff that happened to me. You know,
what'd they say
a lot
that
of trauma.
When you told them?
They didn't say anything. They didn't know what to say.
They didn't know
really.
What to say. Well, you know what I would have said? Why don't you help me do something about it? You asked me the
I
question.
Did. Yeah, yeah,
you don't
I did.
Want the answer. You, I gave you the answer. Now help me do something about it.
Yeah. Then she gave me the
and then give her the solution.
She can't. I did give her the solution, and I gave her the,
you can't
know,
watch.
What to say and everything. And then you know what she said after that? How am I going to be able to do that? I am on the therapeutic side. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense
well,
to me.
It's therapeutic to turn nursing
right.
homes into accessible housing.
For me it is, yes. Very
for
much
everybody.
So. For everybody else. Yeah, for everybody.
For everybody.
That's therapeutic.
You know?
Yeah. It's therapeutic for me.
You know?
Have everybody
how
happy.
Are you
going
to do it? Get no. 10, 20 of your friends together and let's do a fundraiser. Let's get
yeah.
started. Even if we could raise $20,000, we'll get started. That's
right.
how you that's how
going.
You can do it.
Right. And they don't see the end. They don't see they see that the big lobbyists in, you know, the nursing homes and the politicians. That's what I said.
The hell with the big lobbyists.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They don't scare me.
They don't scare me either. Because
they don't scare me.
The
they're
people
they're
need...
paying to abuse people.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. They don't scare me
so,
either.
So, you know, people ask you questions.
They don't
really want the answer. Because the answer...
They don't.
Includes, what are you going to do about it?
That's right.
See?
Are you going to be the first one to stand there in line and help me out? Or are you going to be the one who just stands there and then weakens and says, no, 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 I can't stand here no more. I can't help you. What are you going to be? That's what
you
usually
know,
happens
that, that's,
to people
that's
like
the
that.
Way to put it.
Yeah.
To people who ask you a question like that.
Yeah. Because they don't see it. They don't see it at all as something being able to help some other person. They think that a project or something has to be handed to them complete. They don't see that you, even though it's
yeah,
handed
well,
in pieces, you don't
it
get
it. It doesn't
everything
work that way all the
deep.
Time.
Exactly. Exactly. You know?
It doesn't work
just,
that way.
My mouth must have been open on that video call, wider than the screen. I didn't know if it was or wasn't. I didn't care.
Wait, what
like
video call? What are you talking about?
I was speaking with this person. I was speaking with that person on a video call, you know.
Mm.
I needed to, yeah, and then she must have saw me with my mouth wide open talking to her back, because I was astonished that she even asked me the question. I was like, do you realize what you're
doing? So what was the conclusion of the whole thing? Is she going to do something to help?
I still don't know.
Well,
she was so
out.
Dumbfounded. I will. I will the next time I speak with
find
her.
Find out.
Yeah.
You know, keep at her.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't ask questions like that unless you're willing to
give her stories. Give her stories.
Yeah, I will.
Tell her the stories.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
She asked me why I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of nursing homes. Big difference. Okay? I want to combat mean. I want to take them away. I don't want them around anymore. Sorry, nursing homeowner. You're getting a chance. You're getting a chance.
Don't apologize.
No, let me finish. You're getting a one chance and one chance only to own the property that you have by making them accessible to, you know, the disabled. And I think that's a great way to keep what you got. Help the disabled, and it's all a win. That's it. Otherwise, I mean, I don't see how it's going to help anybody if you, you know, you know
they
a lot about
they can take
the
a big
problem.
Chunk of their money. Companies are doing
that's
this all
right.
the time. They can take
yeah.
a big chunk of their money and
uh-huh.
invest it in something else that
that's
doesn't
right.
hurt people.
That's right.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
You know? That's the answer right there.
Mhm. Yeah.
So there's no excuse for all this crap.
Right.
You know, there's plenty
yeah.
of companies out there that you can invest in with the stock market. I hear about them every day. Every
I
day.
Know. Yeah.
You know. So I don't want to hear this bull crap about that they need nursing homes. They don't need them.
They don't need them. If it's to make money, that's the only goal that they're going to be using, then they can make money with other stuff. That's all.
Yeah. Put your money in something better.
Yeah.
That won't hurt people.
Exactly.
You know? How about the climate companies?
Yeah.
That
they
are trying to improve things.
And get established. Yeah. I mean,
all right,
in a site,
are we going to get phone calls? You want
yes,
take
we'll
phone
let me
calls?
See if we have any, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
213-816-1650. I think we should put up the Able News before we forget.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we still have Anthony. I just wanted to see.
Yeah,
in a site
live.
Yep. Here it comes, Able News.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Anybody out there, you know, if you don't believe in what we're doing, don't waste our time.
That's right.
We don't have time to waste. We have a legitimate cause with these nursing homes that people are taken advantage of, abused. People are injured. Every day, someone is abused in a nursing home. That's a fact. You may not hear about it. You may not know about it because they cover it up.
Yeah.
You know what they need in nursing homes? They need a reporter, a news reporter.
Yeah. That's right.
Cover every nursing home every day.
That's true.
And tell people what's going on. That's what we need. Something like that, where the reporter would just go in, you know, like they cover the politicians and all that.
Yeah.
There should be a reporter covering the nursing homes for people who want to talk to the reporter, not to expose people who don't want it.
Right.
I'm sure that there are many who would talk to the reporter.
Yes.
And get
this
story out.
But here's the thing that they made it also that they could hide behind this too, and they made it that. You're not allowed to, it's a special, pass, I think. I don't know exactly what the name of it is. It's like a press situation, but it's like, because it's a protected environment, an elderly person and a disabled person, that they made it where you have to get special permission, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, they made it very difficult. Yeah.
You have to be a licensed reporter with legitimate newscast.
Yeah.
You know? And you'd be covering the nursing home.
Yeah.
Looking for stories of people who wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, freedom of the press, man.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop freedom of the press. I found that out years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, our nursing home program. Anybody in a nursing home?
Yes.
Give us a call. You have a relative. If you know of anyone, you're trying to get them out or you're trying to help them.
Yeah,
with something.
Definitely.
Let us know.
Yeah.
We'd like to do whatever we can to help.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Inner Sight and all that money, $196 billion. Dollars,
right.
I mean,
yep.
Being wasted in these places. You know, I was thinking when you read that thing to me about Silo next week, anxiety and depression. That conference,
yeah.
Whatever it is, I was thinking, how many people in nursing homes have anxiety and are depressed and are being given medication that's making them worse and ruining their health on top of it?
I was given that. I was given it while I was there.
You know, bloating them up.
Making me horrible.
Yeah. That money should be spent the way the person wants it to be spent. And the family could be a part of that too, you know. Give my loved one something better. There's a holistic doctor who's helping people. You know? Spend the money in that way.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have those choices when you're in there.
Well, I was given an hour every single once a week to have a massage person come in, right, in one of these nursing homes. I waited for that hour, bated breath. I enjoyed. She came in with all these essential oils, Frank. I just sat there and I just loved it. They took
it away. You should have had it 2 or 3 days a week.
I should have. But they took her away. They said that we couldn't have it because it was allergies. People had allergies. Well, keep it away from the people who had allergies. So they took it away.
Yeah. They probably couldn't get the money for it.
Yeah.
That's
so
why
that was the last straw. My back. I was like, that's it. I'm out. Yeah. But I ended up buying the essential oils and that was it. I just said, let me buy them so at least the rest of the time that I'm here, I'll, you know, put them on pulse points and I'll feel better, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Well, inner sight is unique in that we will advocate and fight for these things. You know, anybody in a nursing home who would like to have that kind of therapy or holistic, you know. The guy who called the other night, he says he's trying to get with the hospital. He has a relative, and they're having a big fight with the hospital because they won't give holistic help. You heard us pledge our help to that.
Yes, we did.
Jumped right on it.
Yeah.
We would call that hospital. We would call the newspapers. We would get on their ass with that.
Yeah.
We'll do the same thing with the nursing home. Anybody in a nursing home, if you want the money to be spent that's out of that $196 billion, you want that money to be spent on your medical in a way that you want it, call us. We'll fight for it.
That's right. Definitely.
You're damn right.
That would open the door for, you know, if you imagine if you get one person to say it, and then you share it. Another person to say it.
Oh, you better believe it.
Share that.
We'll fight for it to the tune where we'll send, if you want us to, we'll send the story to one of the biggest editors in New York of the Associated Press.
Yeah, we know.
And I guarantee you he'll see it.
Yes, he will.
So there. How many agencies would make that commitment? How many of them?
None.
They couldn't.
They couldn't.
They couldn't. Their money would be taken from them.
That makes us unique that way. Very much so.
What?
That makes us unique that way.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
You know? That we'll stand up for you. We'll fight for you. We believe in holistic healing. You know, especially where these doctors, other doctors, have tried for years and years and years with all this poison crap and antibiotics and gotten nowhere.
Yeah.
And haven't helped the people, you know. So let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Call us at, 631-224-3090 and leave a message if we're not there, you know, and we'll help you.
Yeah, leave a phone number.
That's important.
If you send an email, don't use an attachment.
That's right.
I have trouble with those.
Yeah, that happened today, didn't it?
And you can certainly come on the program and talk about it. If you want
definitely.
To. You can remain anonymous, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to give your name if you don't want to.
Yep. That's so true.
We've had several people on the program that we've helped. Nursing homes don't like publicity.
No, they don't.
You know, and that's one of the things that we can give them. To help a person.
Yes.
So, it's good to keep that in mind because I don't think there's any other agency that I know of that would offer that to help somebody.
Absolutely not.
You know, the only thing they offer are programs to help people get out. Many of the, I don't know how many of those, there's another statistic. How many people who get out wind up back in?
I don't know if they go back to the same nursing home, but they do go back. Some
yeah,
of them,
it doesn't matter.
Like
they're all the same. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They all operate the same way. They all take your money.
Mm-hmm.
They all let you lay there for hours in your own waste.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not talking also about the assisted living and the other stuff. We are directly speaking about the nursing homes. But
once in a while you'll find somebody who's extra dedicated. And then what I've had the experience, what happens is that person gets chewed out by the supervisor. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do this.
Can't dwell on one person.
I've seen
that
happen
one.
Numerous times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if they don't stop, then they will be terminated, and they have been.
Yeah, they could be fired or suspended or whatever. We had a when we were in Boston helping Marlene.
Oh yeah.
We had a nurse supervisor.
Yeah.
Who went the extra mile for her, and they finally terminated her.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, it stick to the rules. These people are here to die. Don't fuss over them too much. Give
That's
them the
right.
standard
That's
stuff. Collect the money, and make
that's
a profit
it.
On them, and that's it.
That's exactly what it feels like when you're in there.
That's See, the whole thing.
Truthfully, that's what I told this woman today, and she goes no, like as if she didn't want to believe that. I said, no, it's the truth. Just like she didn't want to believe what I was saying.
Well, why don't you do some investigating?
Why doesn't she?
Tell her to investigate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell her to go to a nursing home, visit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see what she finds.
Go into the nursing home and get your share. Just say, I'm interested in looking at this nursing home for a loved one. That's all. And walk around.
Yeah.
But I like to be left alone. They don't do that, but they could try. She could because she is a psychologist. You know, I don't mind saying that I saw one today.
Yeah,
she
could probably use her
that.
Credentials if she wanted to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she could use her credentials, yeah. And she'll get an interesting
All right,
site.
In a site.
Totally different.
At 213-816-1650. Tomorrow night show. Thursday night, yeah, tomorrow night. The government treats us like third world.
That's the truth.
Tomorrow night show.
We have Anthony. I want to see if we could squeeze him in over here if he'd like to talk for a little bit.
No, he wants
Anthony.
To comment.
Yep. Here we go.
Welcome.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Oh, doing well.
Good.
How are
Good.
You?
Okay. You know what I'm thinking about tonight? All throughout, you know, tonight's show, I keep hearing you mention about this particular lady. And what gets me about that is that she seems to be the kind of person that wants, you know, now I don't mean to judge or talk bad about people, but, you know, from what I hear, you can't help but to draw the conclusion that she wants disabled people to be the kind of people that, you know, I don't say anything, I don't, you know, speak any evil, I don't hear any evil, and I just, you know, I just sit quietly and accept the service and the care that I get, you know what I mean? And I am, you know, to be seen and not heard, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, you know, like a person in invalid, you know, state or, you know, someone who can't talk or like a child. And, yeah, that is, you know, the way it is with the nursing homes that, you know, they'll tell you, well, we can't dwell because that's how they're just going to keep, you know, passing on their tradition and legacy of neglect because, you know, they don't need any fire lit under their bottom. So, you know, they just want to forget about it and just, you know, move on and just call it a bad memory because it's all part of running a big business and, you know, it's all a big sham, you know, and it's all part of, you know, American society's taboo and how they hide things, you know, and how, you know, it's something that society just you know, accepts because they don't want to deal with it. As long as it's not in front of their face and they don't see it, then it doesn't bother you. And, you know, I think that a lot of these people who work for organizations that provide direct care for the disabled know about these, you know, unspoken things that go on in these nursing homes, but, you know, no one is going to say anything because, you know, they're going to sweep it under the carpet because, you know, they're not going to, you know, see their nursing home go downhill for it. You know, they're not going to, they're going to make sure that it doesn't get out, you know, and,
yeah.
And you know, that's all it's about, you know what I mean? And everyone has secrets about, you know, what happened and things like that. But let's face it, most people just want, you know, to work there till they retire, and that's all they care about. You know, and, you know, if they get, you know, written up, you know, or whatever, then they get written up, but it's kept in-house. And, you know, if it's, you know, if their law firm has to deal with something, then they're just going to take one for the team. And, you know, they'll say that, you know, nursing homes will be what they have been and what they always will be. And then you'll have the people who always say, well, you can't change the world. So, you know, people just accept it because, you know, there are those who don't want to deal with their family members. So as long as they have a place to put them, then, you know, that's it. You know, who cares what happens after that? Because once they put them where they want to put them, then, you know, you wash your hands of them and forget about them. And that's all it's really about, Suzanne.
Yeah, I think, excuse me, Anthony, I think the doctors need to take more of a stand. Now, I've had, in dealing with people, I've had people from nursing home residents be sent to hospitals, you know, and they've told me, oh, the doctor says I've been neglected in the nursing home, you know, but yet that same stupid ass doctor will send the person back to the nursing home.
Because Frank, I'm not saying it's right, but doctors don't get involved in that in any way, shape, or form.
I know, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah, they're in-house medical professionals, and that's that. I've been in the hospital multiple times, and I've seen multiple cases, more than I could ever count. You know, it would probably take me years to, you know, go over every case, but there's really nothing
they
to talk about except...
send them back to the place who abused them. What the hell kind of stuff is that?
Yeah, they
do something about it.
Yeah, they don't do anything like that because it can't. Okay, you can't track who did it. That would start a big investigation. Perhaps they would say they fell. You know, they would, you know, make excuses about neglect being unavoidable, you know, bed sores being unavoidable because they're in the bed. They'll say that the person did it themselves, you know, to themselves and engaged in self-harm and, you know, all sorts of things. And I also do believe that, you know, they believe that if any nursing home worker goes, you know, what did Suzanne call it, above and beyond, well, you did, one of you, I'm sorry, I didn't catch who it was, then, you know, they're showing favoritism and preferential treatment. So
that's
really, you know, they're not looking for anybody to, you know, even get better care one day or do anything extra because all they do is, you know, they'll tell you, just, you know, change their pull-up and ask them if they want something to drink. And anything more than that, they'll clap their hands. Come on, come on. You have to move on to the next person. You can't do that. You can't do that. We have too many people. That's not right. That's not fair. You know,
I've
you
witnessed
have to
that
fast.
Even on the phone with people.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
I've heard it, too.
And they'll tell you, you know, you'll be here all night. You know, and then they'll kind of how would you say, you know, make you feel
do more.
Yeah, they'll make you feel like you're doing something wrong, like you're mistreating the rest of the people, or like they're being neglected because you're taking, you know, an extra, you know, minute with that one person. They just want to, you know, go from one person to the next as fast as possible, you know, as fast as you can physically move.
But yet they won't let the home health aides in to help.
Right.
Go explain that one.
Yeah, no, they don't want the home health aides in because it's all about limiting, you know. Yeah, the double dipping. But I'll tell you what the double dipping is really all about, in my view, and probably as you know and as everybody sees it. They don't want to put extra workers in the nursing home because, you know, it's you don't have to worry about how much is spent. And you just say whatever kind of care they get is whatever kind of care they get. And I honestly believe that they don't want the home health aide in there because they don't want anybody who's not used to a nursing home style of care complaining about it. And they want things done a certain way, beds made a certain way, this and that. And they don't want anyone challenging them or saying anything or complaining about the neglect or that's not fair, that's not right, you didn't this or you didn't that or I didn't know I had to do that. They don't want any complication. They just want things to run the way they are. And, you know, the insurances have always seen it that way with that double-dipping thing. You know, the home health aides are for home only. And if you're in a nursing home, then that's a different level,
you know,
of care.
I'm going to interject there, but you actually made a very valid point. When you have, you know, a CNA, they say, which is a certified nursing assistant, which is what they have within the nursing homes as opposed to a home health aide, is not much very different, okay? If you really ask me, in terms of all my home care workers, I had a combination of CNAs and home care workers who came onto the CDPAP system with me, and then I hired them because they had a higher level of care who can actually, you know, help me with my oxygen because that was the most important thing in my level of care, okay? So I would teach these people, and to tell you the truth, they have the same level of learning. So, I mean, I don't seem to think that if they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, it's going to have to be a pretty large piece and thick wool to go over mine.
Yeah, they just, you know, basically, Suzanne, have a, how would I explain, you know, impressive certificate, you know what I mean, a CNA. It sounds like an RN or, you know, LPN, and, you know, it's more medically fascinating than a home health aide, because home health aide
same.
Is just we know it is, but to the state, because it has those letters, you know, the way it is they
certified nursing assistant.
They see those people as more qualified, more educated.
Then what do they do,
you know,
with the tech, the certified tech? You know, the tech comes in and does all the EKGs, and they have them there too. They also have respiratory techs there too. They have a bit of everything, you know, in the really big nursing homes. So what do they call all those adjunct people who are there to collect their fair share of the money? You know, it's
considered higher skilled than the home health aides, because as I mentioned before, and the way the state, in my opinion, still mentally sees it, as much as they want to deny it and, you know, and act like they don't, in my heart, I feel like home health aides are viewed, you know, as less than, but, you know, babysitters that give you something to drink, and the people that work in the nursing home, you know, they have to, you know, consider them a higher standard, because a nursing home is more regulated. It's more, you know, you're not living independently. You're, you know, it's a facility. You're, you know, living in a, you know, cohabitated, supportive environment. So they say, whereas, you know, home health aid, you can neglect them and it's not as bad to some people because, you know, they're in their home or they're not as sick.
But yet, if you had your own money, you could hire an aide.
That's right. There's the answer right there.
There's what shows you how friggin' phony it is. If you had your own money, you could hire an aide. So, boom, the money's there, the home health aide is there. You see how phony it is?
Because it's coming out of your pocket, and the government isn't going to give you anything considered generous or special. It's just, you know, bare basic care and survival and, you know, nothing extra, you know, to make you more comfortable. You know what I mean?
Well, the money they take is coming out of your pocket, too. Suppose you don't want to use it that way.
Well,
that's
we
right.
know that.
Suppose
but
you wanna...
once... once you go in the nursing home, when they sign the papers, you sign your life over to them, basically.
Yeah.
And,
basically,
you know, that you sign over the rights to everything you own. And, you know, they
no one has ever challenged that. People ought to claim hardship and say, I can't give you that money every month. I'm going home.
But it's not fair, but to them it is, because they tell you before you go in a nursing home, because of your state, if you go into a nursing home, then you lose your rights to have your money, and that's the
people
way it is.
People ought to challenge
that.
They should claim hardship and challenge that.
But it would be hard to do it because they would say it's a 24-hour living facility, and this is, you know, to them, it's already preset in their mind that you're going to live there the rest of your life, so they can clean you out of every penny you have. And, you know, you can't say anything because you owe them
anybody,
that.
Excuse me, Anthony, we got a few minutes. Anybody out there who wants to claim hardship because the nursing home is taking your money, call us. We'll back you up.
Yeah, but no lawyer would take it, Frank.
I don't know about that. We might be able to find one. No lawyer would take it. I'll be the lawyer.
There's nothing in the law, Frank, that, you know, that gives you any
hardship.
Legal ground to stand on. I know it's a hardship because, you know, they already start to drain you of every penny you have. And you have to get out before they do because, you know, like we experienced the other week, they were going to take away that lady's condominium, and she would have no place.
Somebody has
to live.
A television on in the background, or
a radio.
And that's what it's all about, you know. And,
Louis, we're going to have to get to you on Friday, okay? This is Wednesday, the nursing home show. Unless you want to... We have 90 seconds, everybody, so we've got to sort of end this show.
Yeah, listen, thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Anthony.
You're welcome, Frank. I think I spoke a little too much tonight, but that's
no,
okay.
No, you
that's all right. You did
okay,
great.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
All right.
Have a
Take
good night.
Care. Good night.
Well,
all right. In a sight, bottom line... We don't need nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Help
That's
us
right.
reach our goal. You can go to Inner Sight, make a donation on the PayPal.
Make it 60
cents. If you believe that people should have freedom and in their own home and that the taxpayers' money should be spent in a better way, especially today. I heard on the news today, 400,000 people lost their jobs.
Crazy.
It different
is.
Companies. And the government's wasting all that money keeping people in nursing homes.
We almost have 30 seconds.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Anthony.
Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you, everybody. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.